Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Brooklyn Crippen from USU Eastern. And we're going to be recapping what's been a fun start to the school year out at Eastern. So Brooklyn, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always so fun to be here.
So, you know, each year you get a lot of fun, new batch of students coming in, and you got to introduce them to the community somehow, and you guys do it in such an incredible way, and that's your Town Ties event. You guys had it last week, and let's just run through it. What did Town Ties look like for you guys this year?
Yeah, so Town Ties is such a fun way. The purpose of it is to have students from USU Eastern meet businesses here in the community. So what we do is we set up in our student center, we have each business we invite has a booth, and they come and do carnival games and bring information, and students go around and they visit each of the booths and get to meet the businesses, and there's prizes for the students. We feed them a free meal, and so it's a lot of fun. They get to have that connection with the businesses in a fun and awesome environment.
Now, when you look at an event like this, it's great for these students because a lot of them could be coming out of our area. I mean, of course, you're going to have your local population coming in who are going to be very familiar with some of the business entities around here, but you also have a group coming in who they're not going to know anything about living in Price, Utah, and it's a great way to just get out and connect them to the community and get them to these resources and make Price feel like home.
Exactly. It's a great way, especially with so many athletes being from out of the area and just so many students in general. It's a great way for them before the school year even starts to learn about the services and the products that we have available right here in Carbon County.
Now let's go behind the scenes. What's it look like trying to put something of this scale together? What do you have to do to make this happen?
Yeah, so we start months in advance. I think we've been planning this one for about 4 or 5 months now, and we have a great committee from staff from USU Eastern as well as business leaders and owners here in the community. And we get together and we talk about, okay, who's beneficial to bring? What are we going to do to keep this engaging? How are we going to feed them? So it's just a great way to come together with people who have the same interest as us from the community and just start small in the beginning and plan, and then each week you're doing something, and then 5 months later it turns out to be that great event.
Now you get through the planning stage and you get to the actual execution. What's the most enjoyable part of putting this event on when it's going on?
I think for me the best part is just being at the event and seeing that everything's come together with the purpose of helping not only the students but also these businesses here. It's great to be able to sit back and watch those 5 months of planning just really come and be what they are, and it's great to see that these students are enjoying their time and also to see that these businesses are having an opportunity to put themselves in front of these students.
Now, with the start of the academic year here, it's crazy to think that summer just flew by. What do you look forward to most with the school year? What changes in your office? What are you most excited for?
Personally, I love having students back on campus. It's always so sad over the summer. Just you're trying to have an energy and trying to do all these things, and there's not really as many students on campus. So I love just walking between the buildings and having to be able to pass so many students going from to and from classes. It's also fun because I run the social media for the university, USU Eastern. And so it's so fun because I always know that I have students that I can pull from, whereas in the summer it's kind of harder because there's not as many on campus. So personally, I love it, and it's a little selfish for me why, but it's also just way fun to have students back.
Yeah, not just having to pull either willing or unwilling faculty
exactly.
members in to try and get these videos done. It's great to have students who are excited to be there. And you know, I think the first part of the school year is the most exciting. I'm more of a fall to winter kind of guy because you know, that's when you're really connecting to the campus. You have so many fun activities going on. It's just such a good time. And USU Eastern does an excellent job of engaging not just the students, but the community as well.
Yeah, the energy in the fall semester is like none else. You have faculty and staff excited, and then you also have students excited to be back.
Now, Brooklyn, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
We're just so grateful for the amazing community that we have here in Carbon and Emory counties. And so we're grateful for this opportunity to have had Town Ties to partner with some of these amazing businesses.
Well, Brooklyn, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. Always appreciate it.
Again, our guest, Brooklyn Crippen. We're talking about USU Eastern Town Ties, connecting the students to the community. Always fun when it rolls around. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.